Now, the Giants won the toss, and they elected to defer, which is interesting in and of itself, because you normally don't want to put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands right off the bat, but that will be the case here as Brown's kickoff is dropped. Second and goal. 16th play of the drive, 6.5 to go in the quarter. And Rodgers throwing to the end zone and reaching for it and catching it is Jordy Nelson for the touchdown. Rodgers going all the way to his right. Nelson with a full stretch and his fifth touchdown of the season.
And Eli Apple working with a bad hamstring, really has not practiced much at all. But there has been some magic. That is touchdown number 5, and we're just begun the fourth game of the season.
330! 319! 319 up!
Second and one. Rodgers down the sideline. Caught into the end zone. Is he or not? Stopped at the one. Devontae Adams. Michael Hunter is able to knock him out. Three officials now confer. Rodgers thinks he got into the end zone, and he does. After the conference by the officials, the field judge signals, so does Hockley, touchdown.
Well, it's almost not fair. Michael Hunter, who had only 9 snaps in the game against the Vikings, doing the best he can, but Adams got the ball in his left hand, which allowed it to stay inside the pylon. Nicely called by the officials, no doubt.
Well, you wonder what these rookies in the game right now know as far as this audible system is concerned. 2 key rookies, 3 key rookies in there.
Manning. Ryan Time fires to the back of the end zone. Wow. Touchdown. What a grab by Beckham. Throw was high. I thought he threw it over his head when it left Manning's hands. Odell goes up, makes the catch. Brown is looking at the replay. Did he get both feet in with possession is the question.
Let's see.
The ruling on the field stands. It is a touchdown. There is no clear shot. It is clear and obvious that the foot was out of bounds.